This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The father of modern improvisation and co-founder of the Second City Comedy Troupe died on Monday. Paul Sills was 80 years old. Second City has launched dozens of comedy careers.
For those of you that are not my relatives, I'm Bill Murray. Welcome to the Second City Theater.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark. And we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I saw Sex and the City. Spoiler alert, she picks the Vivian Westwood dress. This is the Colbert Report.
We heard Bill Murray, Blues Brothers Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, and Stephen Colbert. Paul Sills started Second City in 1959, along with producer-director Bernard Sollins. Earlier today, I spoke with Sollins, and he described the birth of Chicago's now-famous Second City.
We were all sitting around quite unemployed and decided to have a coffee shop. This was 1959, when coffee shops and beatniks were the rage. And we started to build the shop and said, well, why not do a little show? And so we did. And the first night there were hundreds of people turned away. In fact, I've met 3,000 people were there opening night.
His gift for improv, I gather, comes in great part from his mother, who was a quite well-known drama teacher on her own.
Viola Spolin.
Viola Spolin. What was it that she was doing?
She
that was
invented
so...
a series of approaches to theater called theater games. Games is a rather unfair description of these wonderful little exercises in character, in scene building, and every aspect of theatrical work.
So many people worked with Paul Sills over the years, going back to the 50s, Mike Nichols, Elaine May, all the way up. Do you see his stamp on the actors who came out of Second City?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I was speaking to a director in Hollywood the other day, and he said, you know, I always can tell a Second City actor. He or she reads the other guy's parts as well as their own. And the notion of ensemble, of your life depending on your fellow actor and you depending on him and he depending on you, was drilled into every actor by Paul so that they formed an ensemble that was quite apparent to the public as being something really worthwhile.
There are so many of the names that are associated with Second City are very funny people. Was Paul Sills a funny man?
Not funny. He had a wonderful sense of humor, but he didn't go around cracking jokes. And as far as the work was concerned, he was absolutely focused and serious. If after he came to see a show that had been running a while, he said, I have to take out the improvements in some of the jokes and go back to what we had to begin with.
Just restoring it to the way it was before.
Well, you know, actors tend to sort of stretch things.
And he would prune it back.
Yeah, he would shrink them back.
Well, Mr. Sollins, it's a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's producer and director Bernard Sollins, remembering his longtime friend and the man with whom he co-founded the Second City comedy troupe, Paul Sills. Paul Sills died on Monday at age 80.